أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين كفروا أنهم أصحاب النار. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained His great qualities on which we should have complete iman and build our connection with Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala explained that in the system of Allah Ta'ala, Allah from time to time give various people ruling power in the world. We find, for example, at one time the world was ruled by every country by its own people. Then came British imperialism. The white man ruled almost in the whole world. And then again people fought for the nationalism, and every country again started became ruled by its own people. The Indians ruled India, the black people are ruling their own countries, etc. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah gives everyone a fair chance to see how you do when you are ruling. Just like somebody puts a manager in the shop, this son at one time, another son at another time, to see how they are managing. So Allah also gives this fair chance to everyone. But those people who abused their powers and went against the commands of Allah and denied the people even to obey and worship Allah Ta'ala and put obstacles in their path, Allah Ta'ala says, we will punish them severely. And as Allah showed, in this world also they were punished, and the punishment of the year after will also come. وَكَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. اور اسی طرح ٹھیک ہو چکی بات تیرے رب کی منکروں پر. And in this way, the rule and the decision, the judgment has been made by Allah Ta'ala with regard to the non-believers. وَأَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. کہ یہ ہے دوزخ والے. And these will be the people who will be the people of Jahannam, the people of the fire. That is in this world also, like the people of Aad, Thamud, etc. were punished. And with great humility, the British Empire, which it used to be said that the son of the British Empire never sets. And it has set such a way that even its own country, England, that it also wants to break up into pieces. So Allah Ta'ala brought this disgrace upon them here, and with great disgrace they were taken out from all the countries of the world they were ruling. And in the year after, these non-believers will be in the fire of Jahannam. And on the other hand, on that day, Allah Ta'ala draws another great scene of the Arsh of Allah and it being carried by the Malaika. الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله. جو لوگ اٹھا رہے ہیں عرش کو اور اس کے گرد ہے. All those, the malaika who are carrying the arsh of Allah Ta'ala and those who are around them. There are four great malaika who are carrying the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ إِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. On that day there will be 8 malaika. And all the time this malaika, whether they are in groups of 4 or 8, and all the other malaika, they are continuously yusabbihuna bihamdi rabbihim. Paaki bolte hai apne rab ki khubiya. They are all the time in the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Reading subhanallah, walhamdulillah, etc. One of the praises which they read and which are in chorus and which one group of them reads and then the other group is subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Pure you are, O Allah, and all praise only belongs to Allah, to you. Subhanaka ala hilmika ba'da ilmik. And all praise is due to you, O Allah. You are pure, that after knowing everything of every person, the sin of every person, of his actions, of his heart, of his mind, but yet you are so tolerant and you don't punish. If Allah has to take any one of us to task for the sin of our eyes, we all should have been blind. For the sin of our tongue, we all should have been dumb. For the sin of our bodies, we all should have been paralyzed. But Allah, in spite of knowing perfectly well everything, how tolerant is not Allah Ta'ala. Then the other group of malaika sing the other praises of Allah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Subhanaka ala afwika ba'da qudratik. And pure are you, O Allah, that you forgive in spite of having the full power to punish. Yeah, many a person wants to hit somebody, and many times in a fight, you see a person, he knows he can't hit the other person, but he's shouting, just hold me before I kill him. If he wanted to, he could have killed him, but he can't do anything. He's just saying that, hold me before I do this to this person. But Allah has got full power to do as He wants to. In spite of that, Allah forgives completely. So these are the praises that will be sung of Allah Ta'ala and around His arsh. وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَرُسْ پَرْ يَقِينَ رَكْتَهِ And they have got iman on Allah Ta'ala. That is a foregone thing. It doesn't really have to be mentioned that the malaika have got iman on Allah Ta'ala. Why it is mentioned? To show the great importance and value of iman. That these people have got iman. So iman is not a small thing. It is a very, very great thing that Allah specifically mentioned it. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اور گناہ بخشواتے ہیں ایمان والوں کے and they continuously seek forgiveness. The malaika seeking forgiveness for those people who have brought iman. So and this is of course Allah has made this because He's going to accept their duas and accept their forgiveness which they are asking for human beings, for those people who have brought iman. They themselves are pure of all sin, but and they are asking, making dua. So the main thing is we must see our iman is intact and we will be forgiven by the barakat of the du'as of the malaika as well. And they are making further du'a, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا اے پروردگار ہمارے ہر چیز سمائی ہوئی ہے تیری بخشش اور خبر میں او اللہ everything of ours is contained in your mercy and in your knowledge. That is, your mercy is all encompassing. And our gunas are nothing compared to your great, great mercy. Your knowledge is all encompassing. It overtakes everything of ours. فَخْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَعَبُوا So معاف کر ان کو جو توبہ کرے. So Allah forgive those people who are making tawbah. And Allah has made the malaika do this because Allah is going to do exactly like that. And Allah will forgive. So there is also great encouragement that we shouldn't delay in making tawbah. And tawbah is not a verbal thing, but we must change our lives. In our actions, we should become regular with our deen. And the dua of the malaika is with those people who make tawbah. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ اور چلے تیرے راہ پر And this makes it more clear that does not just verbal tawbah and we still carry on making our guna. No, but those then who follow in the path of Allah, who observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And this glad tidings are with those people that the malaika's duas are with them. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ اور بچا ان کو آگ کے عذاب سے and save them from the fire of Jahannam. What great duas the malaika are making for the mu'mineen, for the believers. رَبَّنَا وَادْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ اے رب ہمارے اور داخل کر ان کو صدا بسنے کے باغوں میں جن کا وعدہ کیا تو نے ان سے and oh Allah enter them into those gardens in which will remain forever and ever and which you have promised them that those who bring iman Allah has promised jannat to them those beautiful gardens with all the great mentions and ni'mats of jannat oh Allah grant it to all those people and another very important thing which is great encouragement for the believers وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِّيَّاتِهِمْ اور جو کوئی نیک ہو ان کے باپوں میں اور عورتوں میں اور اولاد میں and whoever is righteous and pious amongst the forefathers their partners, wives, husbands and their children from here the ulama have written one person is righteous and pious in the family and the others, the condition is only iman. They die with iman. This person was a great wali of Allah. Wherever his position is, Allah will join the rest with them. Even if their amal were very bad and very weak also. But on account of that one person, whether he is amongst the forefathers, up to 7 generations, if there was one person who was so pious, the rest of the progeny, Allah will join him with there. And if in the top people there was nobody so pious, all were very sinful, but one son, one grandson, one great-grandson, Allah made him a very pious person, all the top people, his parents, grandparents, Allah will join him. If the husband was very pious, the wife wasn't, Allah will join the wife. That person will feel, my wife should also have been with me, though he knew she was not so pious. Or the wife was very pious, the husband was not pious, he was wrong. Allah will join the husband with his wife again. So there is great encouragement in here, and this is borne out in many other ayats of the Quran also, that one person in the whole progeny is pious, Allah will join the rest with them. And this is the dua of the malaika here, that, oh Allah, whoever was so pious, make the rest of the family join them. Because everyone, when he will be in Jannah, he will definitely desire, my wife also should be here, my children also, and he's got top place Allah gave him. But his wife, his children were not so pious, or his parents were not. A person will wish, my father also must be here, my mother also must be here. Allah will join all together there. Innaka antal azizul hakim. Beshak tu hi hai zabardast hikmat wala. It is only you who are the all powerful and full of wisdom you are. Waqihim usayyat. Aur bacha unko buraiyo se. The malaika are continuously making dua for us. Save them from guna. We are determined to make guna. The malaika engaged in duas for us, that Ya Allah, save them from all disobedience and guna. وَمَنْ تَقِ السَّيِّئَاتِ يَوْمَ إِذٍ فَقَدْ رَحِمْتَ. اور جس کو تو بچائے برائیوں سے اس دن اس پر مہربانی کی تو نے. And whoever, oh Allah, you have saved from sin, that day you have shown mercy to that person. That is, we try perhaps to save ourselves from guna, but really it is only by the fazl of Allah. When Allah helps you and saves you from sin, you get saved. And who Allah saved from sin? It was the great mercy of Allah upon that person. It isn't, and we think it's a, I managed to make this guna, that guna, etc. And we feel it's an achievement. No, it is the worst thing. And fortunate is that person we saved, and it is only by Allah's fazl that a person can get saved from guna. وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. اور یہ جو ہے یہی ہے بری مراد پانی. And this is the great success. To get saved from sin, to enter into Jannah, this is the great success. Not to live the life of an animal, not to live the life of a wild beast, that is no success. Success is to live like an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, save ourselves from all lewd and terrible things, anger, etc., all these bad qualities, and we obey Allah. That is a righteous life. May Allah give us tawfiq.